A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask for a sign from the Lord your God. Let it be deep as the netherworld or high as the sky." But Ahaz answered, "I will not ask. I will not tempt the Lord." Then Isaiah said, "Listen, O house of David, is it not enough for you to weary men? Must you also weary my God? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you this sign. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let the Lord enter. He is the King of glory.
Let the Lord enter. He is the King of glory.
The Lord's are the earth and its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers.
Let the Lord enter. He is the King of glory.
Who can ascend the mountain of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He whose hands are sinless, whose heart is clean, who desires not what is vain.
Let the Lord enter. He is the King of glory.
He shall receive a blessing from the Lord, a reward from God his Savior. Such is the race that seeks for him, that seeks the face of the God of Jacob.
Let the Lord enter. He is the King of
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Lucam.
Gloria tibi Domine.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. and this is the sixth month for her who is called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God. Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Verbum Domini.
Many of the church documents speak about this life and our journey to the next as a pilgrimage, that our life with God here is a pilgrim journey. And many of us have perhaps been on pilgrimages. You know, when we go on a pilgrimage, we see these magnificent basilicas and shrines, you know, very stunning churches. And yeah, this builds the faith. It's very edifying. You know, we're in awe of God's majesty and his beauty. But at the same time, when we're on a pilgrimage, it can be difficult. You know, we're away from home. We are sleeping in beds that are not our own. We may eat food that may not be always agreeable to us. And we are with people whom we don't know. Yes, at first it could be exciting. Hey, nice to meet you. And oh yeah, you got something in common. But then after a while, I mean, they can get on your nerves. You know, we can find some irritations with them. And so here is life. It's like a pilgrim journey. I mean, there are many, many beautiful gifts of the Lord. Life is a gift. The love of the Lord is always with us. You know, he brings us many, many, many great, great gifts, you know. And there is much, much more that he has for us. But along the way, there are trials. There are some valleys and some hills. And it's difficult. However, we look at our Blessed Virgin Mother, who is a true example of someone who walked by faith, not by sight, who embraced this pilgrim journey with all its trials, with all its tribulations, with all its difficulties. And she did so with expectant faith. And we see this from here in the time of the Annunciation and all the way to her assumption into heaven. And there, of course, into heaven, she's crowned Queen of Heaven and Earth. So Mary is showing us what a life of grace is all about. And so we could always look to her example so that we can be strengthened. Well, so here we are on our own pilgrim journey, and here we are now looking at Mary, at the Blessed Virgin, who was a very young lady, early teenage years, very pure. The angel Gabriel comes to her with a message from the Lord. "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." No. And, you know, Mary, being so pure, receives the message. And the angel telling her, "Mary, you are filled with grace. Hail Mary," means rejoice. No, here is God giving you a great gift. Here is God with a mission for you that will change the world. Here is something that we rejoice at. And he says, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you," meaning that the Lord has already begun this, that Mary has already been endowed with grace. And now she will be the mother of God. And so Mary receives this mission from the Lord by saying, "Yes, let it be done to me according to your will." And in here, you know, she says, well, the angel says, well, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you will conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be Jesus, Emmanuel, the Most High God. No, and she says, well, how will this be done? You know, it's not in a way of doubt, but more so she is saying this in a way of asking, like, where's the instructions? How do I do it? No, so Mary here is embracing this with desire and with zeal. And she's got this energy to do God's will. And right there, she knows that the Lord will provide. And so Mary receives this. The angel affirms her that nothing is impossible with God. So strengthened by this message, "Let it be done to me according to your will," Mary, you know, of course, then is there, and the Holy Spirit then comes upon her. As we learned, not long after, she goes to visit her cousin Elizabeth. And in doing that, here is Mary with faith, walking with faith, bringing Jesus already. And there is what we see is something very special, phenomenal. You know, the child within Elizabeth, John, he leaps in the womb. The presence of God, the Holy Spirit. You know, Elizabeth is edified. And then Mary gives us her Magnificat. And here's what we see, continued expectant faith. "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has done great things for me. Holy is his name." See, there, you know, she knows that the Lord is using her. The Lord is at work within her. And then, as we see throughout her life with the Lord, it is all faith, walking by faith. And it wasn't easy. Okay, well, first, you know, here she is betrothed to Joseph in the first phase of a marriage. And now she's suddenly pregnant. Well, if a woman who is betrothed and who hasn't went into the second stage of marriage, and she's seen as pregnant, people know it, she could be stoned. So then she has that at her, and now she has to walk by faith in this. I mean, people could take her life. She can be questioned. But yet, walking by faith, what do we see? We see, okay, there she is going on. Then she's with Joseph. You know, then they can't find a place for the Savior of the world to be born. There's more faith there. And then right after he's born, you know, in this manger, God turns a very a place for animals, a very dirty, smelly place, into something glorious. No, and then following that, you know, they have to flee because the life of the Lord Jesus is in danger. So here's more faith, and this will continue to from the birth to the death of Jesus, as we read there. Wasn't an easy road. Here's her pilgrim journey, but embraced with desire and walking in expectant faith. Knowing that God can do the impossible, knowing that God is at work within her. So for us, you know, God gives us all a mission. And that first mission of his will for us is to be holy people. People of charity. People walking by faith, not by sight. Now here we are in our own individual pilgrim journey with the Lord. You know, Mary has shown us what grace will do for us. You know, she has been she knows the resurrection of the Lord and has fully experienced this. And then so that we can look to her for her prayers, her guidance. We look to Jesus, first of all. Look to Jesus, and there is the Blessed Virgin praying for us. But what is necessary is looking to Jesus and our faith, the expectant faith. Now, along this way, it's not going to be easy. God will often call us to more. But we already have a lot on our plate. You know, there's already much going on. We have responsibility. And now he's saying there's more to do. Well, here we are having this expectant faith now. See, what God is doing is he's building up our faith. He's strengthening it. Well, sometimes, you know, even now, maybe God is not really calling us to do more things, but maybe now as we get older, we don't have as much energy. Or maybe we are bedridden now. What do? We're with Jesus. See, we can think about what's ahead of us, and then, you know, to look about all the coming circumstances and then build up in our head what is going to happen when we don't even know what's next. Remember, we're with God. God will take over, and God will make the impossible possible. Here it is again, walking by faith, not by sight. He will show us how to do things. So here we are, maybe feeling weak. Or maybe now along this journey, people will now hurt us, will wound us, offend us, persecute us. And that gets even heavier. And so now we are weakened. But what does the Lord tell us? What does he tell St. Paul? He says that in weakness, he says that in our weakness, we are made strong. St. Paul, remember, he asked him, he asked the Lord, take this thorn away from me. And the Lord says, no. He says, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my power is made perfect in weakness. See, and so as we go along this journey, things just keep piling up. It gets heavier and heavier. And we feel weakened. Well, hey, here is an opportunity. Here is the time where God's glory, where God's grace rises up in us. Where here we are now, really walking by faith in sight. Here we are now, living on grace. No, and it is God doing the work within us. Just as we see in the life of Mary, in the life of many of the saints, many holy people. Because they, okay, yeah, this is too much. Okay, God, here it is, you take over. And like Mary, we too always want to have this expectant faith. And as we go through this pilgrimage journey on our way to eternity, yeah, we rather would be with a home with the Lord. But yet God is doing something for us. So then we trust. We trust that everything we do will be for his good, that he will be for his glory, just as Mary did. So may we now, with her, believe God for the impossible. Have this expectant faith. And say with her, let it be done to me according to your will, Lord. God bless you all.